Hare Krishna. Question: is God too big to be contained in the picture? I have a Christian friend who says that God is so great that he cannot be depicted through any image, and certainly not through a picture that we can carry around in our pockets. Answer: yes, God is so big that we can't see him at all. And yet, no matter how big God is, his mercy is bigger still. And because of his mercy, he who is inaccessible to our vision makes himself accessible. And he makes himself accessible to his deity through his deity form. So, on one side, those who say that God cannot be depicted through any image, they seem to be preserving God's greatness by saying that he's so great that we can't see him. But they are actually limiting God. They are limiting his greatness, because if God were truly great, then he can do anything. And doing anything also means that he can manifest himself to us through our eyes. Yes, he's infinite, but a part of his infinite potency is that he can also manifest to our finite vision through finite seeming forms. So now, how a finite form can manifest the infinite is the infinite potency of God. Yes, we finite beings cannot do it. If something is infinite, we cannot crunch it into the finite. But God is not just infinite, he's also infinitely powerful and infinitely merciful. And by his infinite power and mercy, he, despite being infinite, manifests in a finite form and still remains infinite. The Sri Vaishnava Saint Vedanta gives the example that as a small baby wants to touch an elephant, but the baby cannot reach the head of the elephant, the forehead. But if the elephant sits down and moves its head forward, then the baby can touch the head very easily. So like that, the soul wants to know God and love God, but the soul cannot access God. So God descends down and makes himself accessible through the deity form, so that the soul can touch him, the soul can serve him. So, and thus the soul can develop one's love for him. So actually the eyes are a prominent gateway for our consciousness. And if we want to become devoted to God, we need to direct our eyes in devotional spiritual ways. And the deity enables us to direct our eyes in a devotional way. So the deity, yes, God remains infinite. And yet, because of his infinite mercy, he manifests through the deity. And when we carry the pictures of the deity, then we get access to God through in his deity form, by which we can devotionalize our eyes. We can use our eyes in devotional, in devotional way. So in that way, we can go closer to him and we can attain him. So God is very big, and he's so big that he cannot be contained in the image. But he's so big that his bigness does not become diminished when he manifests through image. He manifests in a finite form and still remains infinite. And that is his infinite potency and mercy. Thank you. Hare Krishna.